A Phubs Media production.
Katie, I'm so glad you brought me in for episode one, but I have to laugh because, of course, I showed up about 10 minutes late today, and it got me thinking that the other day at the shop we met when a photo shoot was going on, and Katie had laughed because the whole group of photographers showed up about 30 or 45 minutes late.
Yeah.
And it seems like creatives just kind of have that MO, right? Like they're always showing up just a little bit later than they say. Or
they totally do. But why is that? Why do creatives just go at their own pace, like have their own schedule?
Right. I don't know. I think you just have it in you that, you know, you have to get all these things done, boom, boom, boom. And I think maybe sometimes you think you can accomplish more than you can in a 20-minute period, or you're just so used to being on your own schedule that you forget to be there until a few minutes after. I'm not sure.
But right, we made right. it. What time is it? Let's get this going.
See you again. We're taking too long.
Hey, 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 I'm Katie, and this is She Makes, a podcast dedicated to female creative entrepreneurs. I'm so excited to go through this podcast with you to share maker stories, talk about educational tidbits, and explore some hot topics for women in business. Let's get to it. Welcome back, guys. This is Katie with She Makes, a podcast. Today we are recording episode one on community, and I am here with two of my favorite people. So excited to be here. I'm here with Taylor.
Hi.
And Trina.
Hello.
So Taylor, introduce yourself a little bit.
Yeah, I'm Taylor Mitchell. I've been with the Mosaic Makers Collective community for a little over a year now, and I just admire what Katie has created so much. I'm excited to be here and introducing her and our makers at the collective and what we do. So here's Trina.
Hello, my name's Trina Riddell. I'm the owner of The Weekender. I have been with Katie and Mosaic since birthday number one. I own a graphic tees and gift shop that is local to the kind of southwest region of the US, and I'm excited to be here.
And today we're talking about community. That's a big word. What do you guys think when I say community?
For sure. I think it's working together, right? And forming friendships and forming partnerships that kind of go past the loneliness, I guess, of small business ownership. It's kind of a one-person show for a long time, and community kind of makes it into something more.
Right. Brings in all different perspectives, all different types of people. I think that's what makes community so great, is for sure. All the different ideas and people you get to meet through the process.
Yeah. And Trina said loneliness. I think that's a big word. And sure. I think it's one business owners really struggle with when they get started, you know, isolation, that feeling of wearing all of the hats and mm-hmm. doing all of the things like the accounting and the marketing and the making, but doing it yourself and not realizing that there are people out there just like you.
Right.
Right.
Who feel like they're also doing it themselves.
So, Katie, can you tell us a little bit about what is Mosaic Makers Collective?
Yeah, so Mosaic formed out of community. It was really my opportunity to recognize that isolation in myself as a maker who made stationary goods and decide to do something about it. I was making my stationary goods and saw a retail storefront for lease in the Bishop Arts District of Dallas, Texas. The guy I was dropping off my stationery to kind of hinted at, you know, this space behind us is for lease. Hint, hint, you might want to think about it. And I was like, no, no way. Until I wasn't, which was probably like 5 minutes later, because let's be honest, I moved really quickly.
Yeah. How long were you on your stationery kick before you started this?
About 2 years.
Okay. And that business was fresh out of ink.
Fresh out of ink.
Which you still run.
I still run it out of my little office in my house.
You have so much going on. It's amazing. So what's Mosaic's mission?
So Mosaic is all about supporting women and empowering them. So I'll just read it because I feel like reading it is better than me just trying to say it and stumbling over everything. We were created to cultivate community and empower female makers across Texas, all while selling their handmade products in shop and online. So it's really about that community aspect, like we've been talking about. It's about finding people who are like you, who can support you, and we can all grow together.
Awesome. So what made you want to start this?
Just that isolation feeling, that loneliness. And, you know, I didn't know how the community would form. I wasn't sure if it would be like a Facebook group or a daily or a weekly or a monthly coffee date with other women in the area. I had no idea it would become retail.
Oh, wow.
But I knew we needed something to bring these forces together because these women are incredible and the stories they share are incredible and no one should be doing it alone.
Right. How long has it been open and how has it evolved since day one?
A lot of evolving since day one. We opened in May of 2018, and here we are almost at 2022, which is really hard to believe. But we started with 8 women in a 300 square foot space in Bishop Arts. And now we have 2 locations, one in Bishop Arts and one in Galleria Dallas. And we are at about, I'd say, almost 100 women in the shop.
Wow. And we have one of those OG makers here, Trina.
Yes.
So why did you join?
So I joined at birthday number 1 of Mosaic. Katie was reaching out to some new makers to expand, I think, from 18 to 15 or 16 makers. She reached out to me on my little Etsy shop, and I thought, you know, I was doing pretty well on Etsy at the time, but I thought, wow, I don't know that I'm ready for retail. It's a very exciting opportunity, but I had never even really considered it, I don't think, or thought that I was ready for it.
You were so ready for it, by the way.
But it was an exciting email, and I'm so glad to be here. Katie, can I ask, when you saw the retail space in Bishop, did you know immediately that you wanted to make it a collective?
Yes.
Or you did?
I did, because the focus was community. And right. When this guy who I was dropping off product with said, hint, hint, build a shop, he meant just me. I was fresh out of ink.
Sure.
And I immediately said, there's no way. Like, the resources it takes to build a shop, the time, the energy, I knew it needed to be a group effort. And I thought, how rewarding could it be for all of these women to come together and make that group effort and see all of the good that comes of it?
For sure. It's such an exciting experience to become a retail maker. It's so much different than just selling online. And I think for a lot of us, it wasn't something that we could do on our own. It, you know, even now growing, it takes a while to do things like that. So becoming a community, a collective, is a really cool idea.
Yeah. So what do you take away from this community? Like, I know there's a community, but how does it support you and in your business and on this journey?
Oh, gosh. In so many ways. First, friendships. You know, I'm a part of the kind of core members of Mosaic, and we're all friends now. So it's more than just working together, but it's friendships and it's also collaboration. Like, I started as Mug & Co. I was a little mug shop, and through a lot of the makers at Mosaic, they've helped me rebrand. They've done logos for me and packaging. And I think I sat with Katie and a few other girls and talked through this at marketing meetings, and they kind of helped me develop what I am or what my business is now. So it's not just collaboration, though. It's not just the business side of it. It's friendships and, yeah, real, like, a true sense of community that you don't find necessarily in, like, small business ownership.
Right. I think that's what drew me into. I started out working at the shop because Katie needed a little extra help, and I was looking to get out of the house. I had 2 kids at the time. Now I have my 3rd. And just the community and being around these amazing women. And I just wanted to support them and help them in any way I could. I'm now on the marketing team. I make content. So I'm at the shop in and out. I've done little interviews on our Instagram page. And it's just been such a fun journey. And it's amazing what Katie's created. So, Katie, what motivates you to just keep going?
People, the women, honestly. And that's all it is the women I meet. You'll hear throughout this podcast some really inspiring stories from women who are makers in the shop. And they have gone through so much to get to where they are. Mm-hmm. And they have taken pain and made it into beautiful product. And they have grown and they support one another along the way. And it's really beautiful. Like you said, Trina, the friendships, just watching these people form friendships and forming them myself is hugely valuable. More so than the business side, it's the emotional side. So on the topic of community, we all hear this phrase, community over competition. And I want to dive into that a little bit. What does that mean? You know, it's like my motto in life, but I still don't take enough time to really think about the depth of that phrase and what it can do for people. So Trina, what do you think? Community over competition. Why is it so important?
I think in a retail space, you are worried about obviously making a profit and doing what you set out to do. But at the same time, I think it's always helpful to have not competitors is not the right word, but people in your same lane that you can learn from. And you always still have differences. I make t-shirts. A lot of people make t-shirts, but one of our great makers at the shop, Lucky Franklin, she makes pet t-shirts and I make Texas t-shirts, and we learn from each other. We talk about pricing. We talk about printing techniques, and all of those things are part of the community aspect of it. We're not competitors. We're working together, because if she succeeds, that has nothing to do. Well, in some ways it does have to do with my success, but it's not her taking my space. It's us working together to both succeed. So I think that's a really important aspect. And I believe in community over competition completely. The one place I would say we do excel though is like our Christmas decorations. Like there's really no competition there. Like we're kind of the best there. But other than that, I think, if you work together, like there's no need to compete, right? Like you can succeed and I can succeed and we can all succeed together.
Totally. And I like what you said about, you know, the Weekender and Lucky Franklin working together, because I've seen that happen over the last few years. And it really is a beautiful example of how there is room for everyone, even in the same arena.
Sure.
Right? Like you both make t-shirts, you both work hard to make unique designs, but you work together because your designs are you.
Right.
Your voice is in your product and no one can take that away.
Right.
So while Sarah might make a shirt for dog moms and you make one for Texans, your voice is unique and it's there and nothing's going to stop that from coming through.
Sure. For sure.
Right. You can definitely tell the Weekender shop versus Lucky Franklin. Your shirts are hanging side by side in our store. They're folded up in the cubbies right next to each other. And everyone loves each of y'all's work. And I think that, again, is another example of how you can both exist and be in this community together and have a great friendship.
For sure. Exactly. Yeah. Like I said, I learn a lot from her. I think maybe she's learned one or two things from me. Maybe not. But yeah, I definitely respect her space and she respects mine. And it's great to work together and to be able to talk to somebody that understands exactly your process, right? She's not just another maker. She's a maker doing kind of exactly what I'm doing day in and day out. And that's a fun aspect. That's completely community over competition. So I
just have a question here. I'm wondering, you know, community over competition, obviously we believe in it. We live it at Mosaic. A lot of people get stuck in the competition side. Why do you guys think that is? Why are people competitive? Why are they hands off when it comes to like collaborating? What gets them stuck in those ruts?
I think as a small business owner, things get scary, right? Like you have your best season, but you're like, but how do I move forward from this? And how do I make it better? And how do I make sure that I'm going to make back all that I put into my holiday line? And all of those things kind of get in the way of your actual core beliefs, which for a lot of us is like loving one another and treating each other as we should and as equals. And all of that stuff kind of gets clouded by the bottom line. And that's easy to do, especially when you're not next to these people day in and day out, right? If I was at home by myself filling orders and not in this group, I would have no reason to kind of delve into the community part of it, right?
Exactly.
So seeing Sarah, becoming friends with Sarah shows me that, you know, we can do this side by side, all the makers really. And I think that's a great aspect. I know you and other greeting card makers, stationery makers work together and talk about
all the time.
Yeah, where to source like your card slips and things like that, right? And that's not something you necessarily have outside of the shop, I don't think.
Yeah, that was my next question for you, is since the barrier is taken down there, you're in the same community as these people, Mosaic Makers Collective.
Sure.
Is it easier to go to that person and say, listen, like, where did you get this print job done so quickly? Or how do I do A, B, and C?
Sure, 100%. I think there's some like community building before you can delve into that, right? I wouldn't necessarily feel completely comfortable asking for people's secrets, because there are things that you don't necessarily want to share with everyone right off the bat. Like it took us a while to get here, right? But yeah, like there are things that like, just because I struggled to find this, I don't want you to, right? Like I will of course help you with that. So yeah, there's some like respect of people's own, you know, things that they've cultivated, and like knowing like, yeah, if I can help you, let me help you. Right.
That's the thing too, because I think back and I remember just how darn hard it was to find the right paper to print on, to find the right apps to use on my computer to color my illustrations right. before I sent them to print. And having that resource available to me in the form of a friend is huge. Sure. I can't imagine how much time and stress and anxiety it would save me. You know, and I think a lot of it comes down to trusting one another too.
Right.
Really building up that relationship and knowing that that trust is there so that when you do share something sensitive, like a t-shirt printer or your accounting software tricks or something, you know that person is going to protect what they have.
Sure, of course.
So do y'all have some tips and tricks on getting started as a maker, a small business maker?
For sure. I think I'm sure this happens to Katie way more than me, but a lot of people ask, how do you get started and uh-huh. what do you do? And I tell everyone this, just start. I did not know what I was doing. I still have no idea what I'm doing.
Oh my God. I know. No idea.
You just have to jump in, right? Wherever that is, like find a person that can start printing for you, or get a software that you can start designing on, or, you know, if you're a jewelry maker, order a small batch of goods that you can start kind of tinkering with. Set up an Etsy. Do whatever you have to do to keep, like, just get the ball rolling.
Yes. Yep. And I, you know, I'm a perfectionist through and through, and I have been my entire life. So for me, it was really about waiting until I felt ready. And when you're a perfectionist, you never feel ready.
Exactly.
You never feel ready to dive in. And so my advice is the same as Trina's. It's really just do it. Just right. go for it. And it's going to be imperfect and it's going to be flawed. And you're going to learn as you go. But the biggest secret I've learned through running my businesses is that no one knows what they're doing
right
when they run businesses.
That's another right. part that feels so good about being a part of this community, is sometimes somebody else just saying, I don't know either, is kind of reassuring, right? Like, yes. I'm not the only one that's just struggling through this, right? We can kind of get through this together, and nobody knows exactly what they're doing, right? Like, that's kind of the cool part about small business ownership, is you're kind of making your own way. There's no set path. And that's what's fun about it, and scary, but the community helps that for sure.
Hashtag and I'm sure fake it till you make it.
That's exactly right. And I'm sure, Katie, the small business life has kind of gotten you a little bit away from perfectionism, right? Or you can,
oh my God, like, completely. No, even from day one of opening the shop Mosaic to now, I am such a less of a perfectionist than I was, because I have to be.
Right.
I've learned that if I, you know, hold my anxiety and things going well, I'm going to be anxious all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And so for me, it's really about just letting that go and knowing that, you know, the best is going to be the best we can do. And that's going to get us through.
Sure.
Right. I think also don't be afraid to fail. I know I started a stationery company with my best friend long distance, and then I started having kids. She started moving around the country and it didn't work for us. I had to stop. I still have the LLC because one day in my mind, I see doing something with that, but that business isn't here anymore. And sure. It's just, don't be afraid to fail. Just keep going. Your time will come, you know, don't succumb to the imposter syndrome. Just absolutely keep it up.
Know when to pivot, right? Like, know when this might not be the exact right path, but it doesn't mean I can't figure out another way. I can't figure out something else that might work better.
I can't tell you guys how many business ideas I've had and businesses I've, you know, quote unquote, started since I was like 3 years old.
Same, same.
I mean, everything from like dog sitting in the neighborhood to my own cosmetics line called K's Cosmetics.
Oh my gosh.
I think I was 5 and I made lip gloss and hand scrub for my mom, and she would buy it from me. And I had like a whole menu. That was a failed business, but I tried, you know, I
right?
tried. That's but even great. As an adult, these ideas come and they go, and some work and some don't.
Sure. Yep, I have one of my best friends. She and I are always talking about the next business we're going to do. We've created tea shops in our minds and charcuterie board shops and, you know, like things that honestly we're probably never going to do, but like that's part of being a creative, right? Like, you've always got ideas. You just got to kind of stick with one and go for it.
But then also, like you said, I think know when to pivot. So
right,
know if
sure.
something's mm-hmm. not working and move forward.
Sure.
Because from every failure we learn. We yep. learn a lot.
Absolutely.
Right.
Awesome. I think the tips and tricks are so important, right? Like, sometimes people just need the reassurance and the little motivation.
Absolutely. Hey, keep going. I think fear is holding people back more than they often realize or understand.
Yep.
So back to community, our favorite topic. I found a quote from Coretta Scott King that I really like, and it says, "The greatness of a community is most accurately measured by the compassionate actions of its members." And I think that's a key takeaway for community, is it's about giving and taking, but more giving, like 1,000% more giving of yourself to these people. Like Trina mentioned, you know, giving away some industry secrets or helping people form their business, and also just supporting others along the way. When Sarah of Lucky Franklin has a new t-shirt launch, we all love it on Instagram. We all show up for the sale. It's about helping each other. It's right. About giving.
For sure. I hope that it's helpful for new makers and for current makers and even our retail customers to hear kind of about our processes, and hopefully they got some good tips and tricks out of this. I've really liked being a part of episode one. Thank you, guys.
Of course. Awesome. Thanks for coming. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Trina.
All right. Kate. Yeah. Taylor, signing off. She makes episode one. She Makes, a podcast, is a FUBS Media production brought to you by Mosaic Makers Collective. Shop local female-made goods every day at Mosaic. Find us online at mosaicmakers.co and shemakesapodcast.com. You can listen to us on Good Pods, Apple Podcasts, FUBSmedia.com, or anywhere you get your favorite podcasts.
A FUBS Media production.